This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yeah, it's a great day, and a great day to affirm the fact that democracy works. It's not dying. It's not dead. But the crazy thing about this, it seems to me, is right now we are all deeply, deeply involved with looking back at January 6th and what does it mean and what does it not mean and what really happened and who's really to blame. But you know what? We've had a big national election since then. We had elections in New Jersey and in Virginia and in New York City. And those elections showed that democracy is working. By the way, if you look at the difference between Eric Adams, the new mayor of New York, I have great hopes for him. And I think he's one of those reasons for optimism looking forward. Is he an improvement over the 8 years? And it wasn't just 4 years. They had the Andy Cohen on the CNN on New Year's Eve. He's saying, after 4 years of de Blasio, I wish it were only 4 years. It was 8 years. Worst mayor ever. And Adams is trying to show he's very different. I think that we're going to see Glenn Youngkin, the new governor of Virginia, showing that the American people have the chance to change things when you vote. If you look at what's happening in Seattle, again, I think that we have a better chance of actually moving in the right direction with Mayor Bruce Harrell than we did with Mayor Jenny Durkin. Poor Jenny, she's just looking forward to that summer of love to finally arrive. Yes, it matters. You can vote for change, and guess what? Change happens. American history demonstrates that. And yes, elections matter. And yes, it's worth participating. And no, this nonsense that democracy is dying is ridiculous. It's toxic. It's also deeply silly, and it's not based on anything rational at all. Okay, how does democracy die in America? Right now, who's going to kill democracy with a big election coming up that will determine the control of the House and the Senate and governorships pretty much in many of the biggest and most important states, including California, including New York? Basically, which is the ruling group, that one little oligarchy that controls everything? If you look at the difference between, the state of Texas and, say, the state of New York, or the state of Florida and the state of Washington, there are many differences. And those differences are there because the population is different and votes in different directions. And one of the things that is very clear when you talk about people sort of changing and reaching and turning and responding in a democratic system, kids are returning to school after the holiday break. Our daughter, who's a teacher in New York, she had her day back at school after the holiday break, and they were there. Kids were there, masked, but not masked while they are eating. There is a great national consensus here that it really is necessary to do everything you possibly can to have kids go to school and to keep moving in a direction of a return to normal life. There was a CNBC anchor named Becky Quick who was a little bit upset, I think you could say, by something she found with her child going back to school, something involving lunch or snacks. Listen, this is clip 9.
So then you get to today being the first day back to school and a lot of anxious parents trying to figure out what this is going to mean when we have seen the cases skyrocket, at least around us. Our school is not offering a virtual option. They made us feel better yesterday by saying, don't worry, any day that it's above 32 degrees, we're going to let the kids eat outside, until I looked at the weather and saw every day this week it's 20 degrees. They actually said, one of my kids' schools said, we would appreciate it if students would wear masks at all times, including in between bites, which is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Maybe we can ask them to stop breathing in the buildings, too. There's so much confusion and so much unknown about what to do at this point.
Okay, but there is also a strong indication that we need to move forward with vaccination programs for children over 5, who are eligible to be vaccinated, are the least vaccinated group in America right now. And that would be helpful. And there's also evidence that there are a number of pieces, including Scott Gottlieb, former head of the FDA, that we may be coming to a peak of the Omicron variant, where we may be moving in the right direction. And that will hopefully mean that the initial findings will be borne out, that especially for people who have been vaccinated, this particular variant is not likely to be devastating. It is likely to be more like a flu or even a cold for very young patients. Elsewhere in Detroit, there's a public school board member named Sherry Gay Dagnogo who was defending school closures. She appeared on CNN.
I think that Superintendent Beattie's decision to do that, after talking certainly with all of our school board members, that that's the safest thing to do in the city of Detroit, where infection rate is over 7 days, is exceeding the 40% range, and we are aggressively testing and providing free testing for all of our staff. We see those numbers over the holiday has continued to impact our community. A number of people have had the Omicron virus. I just recovered myself right before and during Christmas. So we know that it's highly contagious, and we just want to flatten the curve, and I think that is certainly the best way to go to keep everyone safe.
Okay, except there are so many indications, and I think that many of them are persuasive, is that particularly the closing and then reopening and closing and reopening, this is destructive for kids. It's bad for their emotional health. It's bad for their educational progress. And maybe even bad for their physical health. NBC's Today Show did a segment about getting kids to wear the surgical masks wherever they go. Plus how N95s are great because they fit very snugly. And there's not a lot of air getting in. So you can't breathe in air. We will get to that on the Michael Medved show. And Mayor Adams, the new mayor of New York, who does seem like a breath of fresh air, even through an N95 mask, Mayor Adams has a very strong position to take regarding the opening and reopening of schools. We will get to that and to more on the Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, basic issue of opening up schools again, I don't think this is one where you can make the case that there is divided public opinion, and not just among parents of school children, but among just about everybody except for the teachers' unions and some of the teachers, is in favor of taking all the precautions you can. There should be facilities available to test children regularly. That is extraordinarily important. to try to help them with the masks, but are kids really going to manage wearing KN95 and N95 surgical masks when they go plus? And the KN95s, they say, are very great because they're very snug and there's not a lot of air, which is, of course, not tremendously reassuring for a lot of parents. This is the way that NBC Today show covered that issue. It's clip 7.
They go all the way over your head. Not the most comfortable, but very, very snug. Not a lot of air is getting in between the sides of my cheeks or the tops of my cheeks.
The kids are back in the classroom, at least the overwhelming majority of them. What's the recommendation for our youngest learners?
Okay, so we talked to Dr. John Torres about this because I actually just sent my kids out the door this morning minutes ago with two masks. He says obviously the KN95 N95 are the most effective, but it can be really hard to find them in small kid sizes. And also to keep them on your kids all day, they're not the most comfortable. So the second best option is to make sure you have a kid size surgical mask. And by the way, look at what a difference the kid size mask is from the adult size. So you really want to make sure you have one that fits your child's face. And you want to layer the cloth mask over that mask. So the surgical mask goes on first, and then the cloth mask. If you can't do that, surgical mask alone.
Okay, look, I know it's kind of easy to laugh at this, but parents aren't laughing. There's nothing to laugh at. And if this annoying extra precaution can save your child from illness, it's not going to be necessary, chances are, to save your child from death, because apparently the symptoms of the Omicron variant for children are not devastating. But that doesn't stop Eric Adams, newly elected New York City mayor, who had promised that he was going to start hitting hard and forcefully on the issues that people care about most in New York City and across the country, which is the pandemic and the crime pandemic. He had some things to say about both of them as the new mayor of New York. For instance, he talked about this in terms of taking on the teachers' union to keep the schools open. This is clip 4.
We cannot feed into hysteria. This is traumatizing our children. The way adults are responding to COVID is having a negative impact on our children. We are lockstep. We mobilized together to get over 1 million test kits to every school. The numbers right now state, and it's very clear, the safest place for children right now is in a school building. That's the safest place for them. If they're not in school, it does not mean they're not going outdoors. It does not mean they're not going to deal with the trauma of not having socialization, not getting a meal, not being able to get remote learning. This, it's a luxury to say stay at home when you have all the tools that you needed. But for poor black, brown children that you don't have access to some of the basic things, school is the best place for you. And I'm going to continue to have my children be in a safe environment that all science is saying is the best place for them.
Okay, and then this on another big issue. Adams is proactively partnering police with mental health professionals to deal with homeless people and the subway. This is clip 1.
Here's my plan for dealing with the subways right away. I need my police officers back on the subway trains, walking through the cars, having that omnipresent that's needed. Then let's be proactive. Let's partner our police officers with mental health professionals. Let's train the clerks and other TA employees to identify a person that's on the station or in the station that's acting irrationally, and let's proactively give them the services they need and have them off the system, because fear is not only actual, but it's perceived. There's a perception that our subway system is not safe. We need to remove that perception by having the presence of police and mental health professionals to make sure those who are on the services are getting the system that they need. There is no dignity in living on the train, sleeping on the train, or doing violent acts on the train station or on the train car. We're going to turn that around.
Okay, it's kind of a cool thing that the new mayor is a former police lieutenant, don't you think? Let's go to Dave in Tacoma, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show.
Michael, I need to call you about masks. I have been a supplier over 35 years in the automotive refinish industry, and I've sold N95s for a long time. We call them dust masks in our business. And the reason we call them dust masks is that you can't paint with them. If you paint with them, it will kill you. It just will kill you. Maybe not that day, but in, you know, a few weeks. I had that one situation.
Wait, explain to me how the mask kills you.
Well, this is all the recommendations are charcoal respirators. Anytime you deal with especially activated paints, because simply said, the particles go through the dust masks. They just do. Case in point, I was up and went to a fairly big shop a number of years ago. A good friend, painter. He paints RVs and big trucks, big shop. He's up on a ladder painting with an N95 mask. The next day, they flew him to life flight up at Harborview, and he died. Got him open, and his lungs turned to plastic. The bottom line is, if you can smell through your mask, it doesn't work. It won't catch the COVID particles. It's that simple. Everybody wearing these cloth masks, even N95s, which are better than cloth, mind you. But this is, it's not, now, out of respect, I wear a mask. I abide by the law. If they say you need to wear a mask in the store, I'm not that guy. If I'm on an airplane, I'm not that guy.
Good.
I look at everybody, I just laugh. Unless you're on top of someone. I mean, literally. I mean, probably in your bedroom or something like that. If someone's got COVID, you may want to wear a mask. Other than that, that's the truth.
I appreciate your calling and sharing your experience. I'm not exactly sure what you're saying. And by the way, salute you for following the rules and hopefully not dying or turning your lungs to plastic. We will be right back on goats and sheep helping the fight against COVID. How? That coming up and much more on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is shattering a new global daily record of COVID-19 cases. More than 1 million Americans tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. This, as U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy tells CNN, he has no idea when the Omicron variant will peak in the United States.
That is difficult to predict. We've seen that the rise and to the peak has been a couple of weeks, or several weeks, I should say, in South Africa and the United Kingdom. But, you know, we're always cautious about predicting what we will experience here in the United States. COVID has made many prediction wrong. What we can do, though, is focus on taking the mitigation measures.
At least 3,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled on Tuesday. Most of the problems are on the East Coast as a major winter storm blasted the area Monday. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Michael Medved show, I was fascinated to hear that basically health crusaders in Germany, in Lower Saxony to be precise, had decided to enlist goats and sheep in the fight against COVID-19. Germany has been at one point in when Merkel was still the chancellor, they had a fairly successful early vaccination program, and they, like much of Europe, has been hard hit by Delta and now by Omicron, but they are trying to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated. America is not the only country in the world that has people who are vaccine resistant. So we put on our website, it's kind of an amazing picture. They talked to a lot of the goats and sheep. They got together 700 of them. And they actually persuaded them to shape up for an aerial photo. They had a drone above head that was taking photographs, and the sheep and goats came together and they formed, it's a perfect hypodermic needle. You can see it. It's promoting vaccines. It has a positive message for people. Okay, how did they do it? Well, you can actually watch. It's quite interesting. The Germans very cleverly left little things to eat So these 700 goats and sheep that apparently got along quite well together were eating these little pieces of things that were laid out on the ground to form this giant vaccine. Now, I don't know if they can use the same strategy to get hungry people to accept their vaccines or their boosters or wherever they are. But look, it's an interesting attempt. And it seems to, have captured the imagination of lots of people around the world. There's another story, and it's one of those stories that just makes you feel good. And it's I think we all need feel-good stories. I'm not talking about President Trump's endorsement of a foreign leader. That's another story. But I'm talking about a story that occurred involving the Seattle Kraken. And for those of you who don't live in the Seattle area or aren't listening in the Seattle area at all, the Kraken is our new pro hockey team, which hasn't lost all its games. And it's apparently, I've talked to people, Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, who's been to see the Kraken, and apparently the new arena, the Climate Pledge Arena, I believe it's called. It's a great place to watch hockey. But the other night, there was a game going on between the Kraken and the Vancouver, I think it's the Canucks, isn't it? Aren't they the Vancouver Canucks? So the game was going on, and there was a young lady there who was there with her father, and she noticed something because they were sitting right toward the front, and apparently it's possible to get really good seats for a Kraken game. And she saw one of the equipment managers for the opposition team, and rather than wishing the worst for him, she noticed something on his neck. And she was somebody who had been working in nursing. She is planning on going to medical school. And what happened was she actually put on her phone in big letters, because there's glass there protecting people, of course, from flying pucks and other things. So she was banging on the glass and trying to get this guy's attention. And she sent a message. She said, you should have that mole on your neck looked at, because it could be very dangerous. And she held that up to him. And he read it, and he nodded. They didn't talk, because it was impossible to talk in that situation. And apparently, he was concerned enough about this that he spoke to the team doctor. And the team doctor said, yeah, you better have it checked out. He had it checked out. It was suspicious. They took a biopsy. And it was cancerous, and very quickly excised. And what they say is that had that not been done, it could have been very, very serious. If it had been there and untreated for several years, he almost certainly would have died from this melanoma. In any event, then it becomes a story of how do you find this girl, because you want to say thank you to her. And they went through all of this, telling the story, found the girl, he met her, and now the two teams, both the Kraken and the Canucks, are contributing $10,000 for her medical school education. And it's just a lovely story, because the expression of when he first met the young lady, the victim here said, my mother says she loves you. Well, obviously, she just saved his life. And, of course, it reminds me of I found out about my cancer during a dental exam because the absolutely wonderful dental hygienist who was cleaning my teeth said, "Oh, what's that on your throat there? What have you had that looked at?" I said, "No, I'm sure it's nothing. I haven't noticed anything." You better get that looked at. And again, when I next went to the doctor, we had it looked at, and then we went to an ear, nose, and throat specialist, and then after 7 weeks of radiation therapy and 5 weeks of chemotherapy, I'm fine, thank God. And that was a while ago. But sometimes it does pay off to be attentive, and not just to situations for yourself, but to other people. Speaking of being attentive to other people, President Biden is concerned about soaring meat prices, and actually one of his more successful initiatives, one hopes at least, possible initiative, was announced today with President Biden versus Big Meat. Here's a quick clip, clip 12.
"We're here to talk about strengthening competition, which will bring down cost. Back in July, I signed an executive order to promote competition across the economy. In too many industries, a handful of giant companies dominate the market. And too often, they use their power to squeeze out smaller competitors and stifle new entrepreneurs, making our economy less dynamic, giving themselves free rein to raise prices, reduce options for consumers, or exploit workers. The meat industry is a textbook example on the price side. Four big corporations control more than half of the markets in beef, pork, and poultry. These companies can use their position as middlemen to overcharge grocery stores and ultimately families."
Okay, is that going to work? Who knows? By the way, the Seattle Kraken, I mean, it's a new team. It's an expansion team. In the Pacific Division are the Kraken. They have 10 wins and 19 losses. But a big win when it comes to the observant work by Nadia Popovici, saving the life of Brian Hamilton. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
"The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product."
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Entertain your brain.
This show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And a ranking police officer here in the Northwest is being disciplined for using a Nazi insignia. Why did he use the Nazi insignia, and what is the discipline? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's lots of importance in understanding American history, and it seems to me that particularly with all of the fights that are going on right now about what we teach our kids about our country, it's great that you can actually do some of that teaching at home with part of what we have on offer at the Medved History Store. You can check it out. I mean, there is great material, and literally there's not a week that goes by that I don't get some kind of thanks or appreciation, and I'm very grateful for that, for the history programs that we have made available. And they're free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. It's literally just pennies a day. And when I say just pennies, well below 30 cents a day. And you get not only access to our show in podcast form to stream anytime you want. It's all commercial free. But you get access to any of the more than 80 titles at the Medved History Store about fascinating aspects about the history of the United States, the history of the Middle East conflict, the history of major holidays, and much, much more. Check it out at michaelmedved.com, or you can go directly to medvedhistorystore.com and make a 2022 even more meaningful with a MedHead Plus membership. President Biden is not only speaking about big meat and taking on big meat. The terrible thing here is that, okay, I'm glad the president also in some of his remarks acknowledged that this was particularly a hard time for small farms and small meat providers. But even for the big companies, the idea that at a time like this where labor costs are going up, where there are many people who have left the workforce, and that the cost of producing meat has gone up, the idea is that this is not price gouging. And the notion that the reflex to attack anyone trying to do business and to make a profit, it's one of the least attractive and worthy aspects of the progressive mentality. And at least Joe Biden today, just moments ago actually, spoke about keeping the schools open and his efforts to do that, rejoining the efforts. He had that to say during a COVID response meeting. Listen.
We know that our kids can be safe when in school, by the way. That's why I believe schools should remain open. You know, they have what they need. Because of the American Rescue Plan, where the first month we were in office, or second month, that I signed in March, we provided the states with $130 billion, with a B, billion dollars, to specifically keep our students safe and schools open. Funding for ventilation systems in the schools, social distancing classrooms, even larger classrooms, on buses, and everything from bus drivers to buses, the actual bus. There are additional, in all this process, we also back then included an additional $10 billion for testing for schools. That money went out to the states, and the states and the school districts have spent this money well, many of them, but unfortunately, some haven't. So I encourage the states and school districts to use the funding that you still have to protect your children and keep the schools open.
Okay, yeah, by all means. It's what again you see here, and I think it's a weakness in the whole progressive mentality, and it's very much President Biden's mentality, is the idea that ticking off all the money you've spent is very different from actually achieving progress. The spending money doesn't automatically solve or even necessarily help to solve a problem. Now, this has nothing to do with money, but it has to do with common sense and maybe just an object lesson for everybody about putting some wholesome limits to a sense of humor, I guess. The headline in the Seattle Times is Kent Assistant Police Chief Disciplined for Use of Nazi Insignia. An assistant police chief in Kent has been disciplined for posting Nazi insignia on his office door, embracing the rank of an official in Adolf Hitler's dreaded SS, the paramilitary Schutzstaffel. And that was responsible, of course, for the murder of millions of Jews and others during the Holocaust. The same assistant police chief has also been joking about the Holocaust, which is never a good policy when you're any kind of public official, or frankly, when you're any kind of human being. Assistant Chief Derek Commerzel was given 2 weeks off without pay by Kent Police Chief Rafael Padilla in July after an internal investigation concluded that Commerzel knew full well the meaning of the insignia he posted above the nameplate on his office door back in September of 2020. That is of an SS Obergruppenführer, one of the senior most ranks in the Third Reich. The insignia was taken down after 4 days when a detective in the investigations bureau, which Commerzel commanded, filed a complaint. The fact that it took that much time is fairly amazing. One of the key antagonists in the series, he said he was inspired to do this because he saw the series Man in the High Castle, which is a Philip K. Dick novel. I actually write about it in my book, The American Miracle. And actually, it's in God's Hand on America. But in any event, the Philip K. Dick book is an alternate history based on Franklin D. Roosevelt having been killed by an assassin right before he becomes president, and all of history going wrong, and Hitler winning the war, and America being divided between a Nazi half of America on the East Coast and a Japanese half of America on the West Coast. In any event, one of the key bad guys in the series is an American Nazi named Adam Smith, who holds that same rank that the chief Commerzel put on his door. Moreover, Commerzel acknowledged during the investigation that he once shaved his facial hair into a Hitler mustache and repeatedly told a joke to the effect that his grandfather had died in the Holocaust when he got drunk and fell out of a guard tower. Hilarious. He downplayed both incidents to investigators, stating that the facial hair was part of Movember, which was a beard-growing fundraising effort that every November to spotlight men's health issues, and that the joke was 20 years old. The investigators found his explanations were convenient and less than credible. Okay, this goes on, and there's pictures of this guy, and apparently he's been a very good cop. He has a very fine record. They also uncovered a photograph of Commerzel wearing lederhosen and then giving the stiff-armed Heil Hitler salute when standing behind the mayor of Kent, Dana Ralph, which he wasn't happy with. And Commerzel explained that someone may have taken a picture while I was waving. In lederhosen. That's a Z-Kyle. In any event, the point is, there are some people who are saying, well, he wasn't punished, he wasn't fired. The guy is a good cop, he has an honorable record. But for goodness sake, it's 2022. And the same way that making jokes or putting Ku Klux Klan regalia anywhere in your place of work, or wearing blackface, or anything of that nature, honoring people from the Holocaust for a police officer, I hope he has a good couple of weeks off and comes back for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.